93.1 The Buzz, everything that rocks. My boy Matt Piney in the building. That can only mean one thing, and I want you to explain, because I know this is super important to you. This is like a mission for you.
Oh, yeah, it's the 11th annual Jessica Piney Memorial Ride. Help raise organ donation awareness and funds for Jessica Faye's Closet.
And I know this is something that I imagine, we talked about this last year. I can't imagine. I have two daughters. I can't imagine what happened to get you to the point where you're doing this, but give the backstory. Tell people why this is so important to you.
Well, December 15th, 1998, Jessica was struck by a car walking home from school with her siblings. And we donated her organs that day and also donated Christmas presents we had just bought for her to Pearl City Outreach there with Sharon Phillips downtown. And she was able to take that gift to a family that year and make their Christmas. They weren't going to have one. So about a month later, she took over a clothing closet and asked in the memory of the gift we gave to name it after Jessica. So that's been going since about 1999. And we do this every year just to raise funds, keep the lights on, pay the bills, pay the insurance, upkeep, stuff like that. So,
and turnout every year seems to get bigger and bigger. And people realize it and they look forward to it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that is part of the fall schedule. We've done in the past, we've done huge shows, and this year we kind of backed it down. COVID taught me to calm down, slow down, have fun, and enjoy what the time you got instead of making it a hard work. So, this year we're also running in honor of a good friend of mine in memory of Tom Haynes. He waited for the call for a transplant and actually went to Omaha to get it and was killed, unfortunately, by an infection that was involved with the transplant. So it's one of the sides of donation that's there. We ride and honor the donors, the people that make the donation, but there is a lot of stories that have weaved through my life, and a lot of people I've met from all different sides of this program. So
same thing. Registration starts at 9 o'clock. You're at Riverside Park in Muscatine, mm-hmm. And from there, where do you go?
We're going to head up to Poopy's Pub and Grub. We're going to hit the Mississippi Palisades up there and Ducky's Lagoon.
Got to go to Ducky's.
Yeah, got to hit
Always got to go to Ducky's.
They've been there since the very first ride. They've always sponsored us, so we got to make a stop over there.
Yep.
And then we'll come back home to the Mississippi Brewing Company downtown there with a really rocking lineup, QC Slim, a great blues player out of the Quad Cities. We'll shred that guitar right in front of you. Joshua Kane will. Spoiler alert, with Terry Osborne and Eugene Levy is going to come down and just...
I've heard of those guys.
Yeah,
I heard of those guys. Once in a while you hear them on the radio. I get that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you got a little blues, a little rock, and you got the pop rock. I mean, you got something for everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be one of the better lineups. I'm excited. I think it's going to just blow it up down there.
Terry Osborne's here. Terry, how does being involved in this event... Not only did you get out and play some music, but you're doing something that is helping a great cause, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is somewhat personal for me. I mean, Matt literally lives four blocks from me. My kids went to the same school his kids went to. They were walking home from school the same day. It absolutely could have been my daughter. And now I'm to the grandkids' age, and the older you get, maybe I don't know that you get softer, but it means more. I think I've only missed playing in two or three of these over the years.
He's been here a lot.
Yeah, in a myriad of different arrangements. I mean, there's a couple times I've put together a band with one practice, and we've come in and
ripped it up.
An hour's worth of music. But this is a new band for me. This is actually our first outing, but it's kind of like a full circle band.
Yeah.
The keyboard player, who also plays guitar and sings, and my guitar player, we were together in a band back in 1994-95 called None the Wiser, who recorded an album with the great Tom Tapman in Cedar Falls. You might know him. He did a band called Stone Sour later on.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Made a little bit of money off of that.
Just a couple dollars, yeah.
Yeah, a couple. But back in the 2-inch tape days, I mean, that was a mullet ago in my world.
Yep.
But so we've kind of come full circle. Experienced musicians, a lot of history. but guys with a lot of variety who like to entertain. We will go everywhere from Head East to Disturbed.
Nice.
Maybe in the same set. I mean, we're...
See, but that's what I like that, because that this radio station does that.
It fits.
When I got to town and I thought we need to change this radio station, I was like, well, we can just play all Five Finger Death Punch and Disturbed, or we can also play Head East and, you know, Thin Lizzy and Styx and Foo Fighters. And it works and people like it. That's why we do it. But that's exactly right. Yeah. Is that because people, they will relate to both ends of the spectrum.
The object is to entertain people when they come out. They're not going to like everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I played 80s hair metal when it was new.
When you had hair.
Yeah. A mullet ago. Full-blown mullet ago. Yeah. My chrome dome says otherwise now today. So I like that era. There's parts of that that I dig, and there's parts of it that I don't ever want to play again.
Are you going to play some Winger then?
Probably not.
Winger's one of those bands that, like, at the time I was like, oh, these guys are great. Now I'm like, this is not so good.
But he was also a bass player who sang, which kinda,
true. Yeah, know, that's it was unique. Yeah, Kip, you know, and yeah, that's true. That's a uniqueness to it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, so this band can do everything from literally Rush to Godsmack, and then we might throw Deep Purple at you. I mean, and it's when you walk into a rehearsal studio with that kind of experience. Our drummer, Mike Moen, literally was a teenager the first time that I saw him play in Amazon Blonde a mullet ago. And a true 80s basher.
Yep.
Real entertaining. It's going to be fun. We're a nice in-the-middle set between a great blues band and a really fun power pop band.
Yeah.
You know, you got that enough edge to call the punk out of it.
Sure. Yep.
But good songwriters, great energy. I'm as excited to see Eugene Levy play as I am to play myself. So
awesome. 6 o'clock, Mississippi Brew. It's September 18th. So you don't have to ride to go watch the music. I mean, if you do, that's great. But I mean, if you want to just show up afterwards and see the music, if you,
oh, yeah,
I don't
of course,
own a Harley.
Yeah.
But you and I, and you keep telling me that I just get in my car and drive along.
And just because we call it a memorial ride, a lot of people think it's just for bikes. No. Yep. Bring your cars along. If you got a Jeep club, tell them. If you got a classic car club you guys run around in, bring your classic car down.
Okay.
You know, it's $10 a person. You know, is what we ask a donation. We have some really fun games. Like Bug Assassin, we're gonna do. You know, you put a little sticker on your car, your bike somewhere.
Nice,
perfect bullseye closest. You know, they win. We got some merchandise lined up at Poopies for them. So type deal, and we got another one we're gonna do, but I'm not gonna tell you how it works, or then people will break the rules because
break the rules. Yeah,
yeah. So, but you know, it'll be a $5 throw in and something fun. We'll make a trophy and you know something cool for everybody to have. So.
We're going to post a bunch of info online as well, so you can get
down to 6 at the Brew. You know, if you don't go on the ride, you can always come down for the music.
Okay,
support local music.
That makes sense.
Mississippi Brew, you know, yeah.
All right, so
We got Eugene Levy coming in, so I want to make sure that they can get a little bit of talk here. So,
all right, we're going to talk to Brian, guitar extraordinaire, one of the guitar extraordinaires in the band. Dude, this is not a big studio, is it? It's like get four guys in his studio. It's a little too close for comfort. So you guys are kind of busy right now.
Very busy. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We got we recently had new music. Yeah, we had all the big fun with the beer, and that's selling well. So I mean, what's next for Eugene Levy?
So this fall, pretty busy. We're back in the studio. Here, actually, we're working on booking time. We're planning on filming our next music video in town on October 9th and 10th. Depending on how the song turns out, we're kind of going to go for a bigger production than our previous videos. You guys remember the Thriller video from Michael Jackson, how you can here's the video, but then you can watch the extended version
that's got more
of a storyline. So we're really going to work with our director from Color Me In Media, Emil, who kind of specializes in story writing, directing, and filming, and kind of really utilize all of his skill sets to, you know, try to make our video a little bit different than everything else that's out there right now.
Sweet. So it's, I mean, it's been a very busy summer. COVID has subsided to an extent to the point where you guys can get out. You're playing a little bit. You're recording. I mean, we're getting a lot of good feedback on the new single that we played starting in August. It's things are not like they weren't progressing well already. And you guys know how much I love you guys. From the minute you guys came into my like field of vision, I'm like, these guys are good. We got to get these guys involved with the radio station. And I still think it's so interesting because Cameron and I had this conversation later. He's like, yeah. We do all social and the web, and he's like, I like radio, but I didn't think it would really be that big a deal. And he still will text me and say, hey, I can tell when you're playing some of our songs because people will text me and say, I heard it on the radio, or Shazams go up or whatever it is. So it's just, I love that. Not that I didn't think that it would work or that you guys didn't think it would work. I'm super happy that what we've been able to do for you guys has helped enough that it raises your profile as opposed to just having everyone see it online or Facebook. I mean, not that that stuff isn't super valuable. I think it's cool that people can embrace a local radio station who loves a local band and is willing to support it. That's kind of what this whole event is about. It's supporting local. Mm-hmm. It's supporting a cause and supporting it locally. So, I mean, not only you guys get to play, but you're involved in something that has more meaning than just we're going to do a set.
Right. And for me, back when I was in high school growing up in Muscatine, when I started promoting and booking shows, we were just booking it at the old MCSA, the old Y, in the basement. And they said, hey, can we use your basement and we'll give you every dollar that comes through the door? So I kind of grew up in the whole benefit charity show, and it really hits close at home to me, especially when it's for a great cause in our hometown. And, you know, Muscatine's done a great job of rallying behind us. And, you know, we absolutely love doing things like this to kind of give back how we can.
No, and that makes sense. And it's a good feeling. And I mean, this guy over here, big tough guy. I've known him for a couple years now. But look at him. This is important to him. And it should be important to him. And that's what, to me, being local, and we can play music all day long, but if we're not involved in the community and aren't doing things that help support stuff that's going on in Muscatine, you might as well just be playing music from 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, I mean, we've touched lives all over the country, all over the world. I mean, they've sent care packages from there to hurricanes, you know. We have a reservation out west that they support. Send them out there a lot. And so it's, for us, it's support local, but think global, you know, type deal. Get out there and do what you can. Even with organ donation, I mean, that's important. I mean, there's thousands of people waiting right now for that call. You know, and unfortunately, it takes tragedy to make that call happen. But, you know, that's part of the life cycle and being alive. So, I mean, let's give as much as you can of yourself while you're here and recycle yourself, I mean, as we go along.
All right, give us a date one more time.
September 18th.
All right.
Mississippi Brew.
More details at 931thebuzz.com, also on our Facebook page, on Instagram as well. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thank you for having us.